Now, publishing consultant Mike Schatzkin, you heard him about 20 minutes ago, offers us a tale about an author so wise and so powerful that she somehow retained the digital rights for her books, standing up to Amazon. J.K. Rowling dubbed it Pottermore.
What she did was she said, we are perfectly happy to sell our ebooks without any digital locks. But what we will do is watermark it. So if that copy ends up on a pirate site, we're going to know it was your copy that ended up there. It's called social digital rights management, or social DRM, which is to say, I'm going to threaten you with shame or maybe litigation, but I'm going to know it was your copy that went to a pirate site. By doing that, unless Amazon played ball with Pottermore, Pottermore would just sell Kindle-compatible ebooks off their own site, which is essentially what they're doing. And what it forced Amazon to do is to turn the Potter customers over to Pottermore so that Pottermore gets to register them and know who they are.
So what did Amazon give up in this equation?
The monopoly on the customer information. As a matter of fact, I don't know what information Amazon gets about the customer. That's a negotiation between Pottermore and Amazon. But the customer, rather than buying from Amazon, buys from Pottermore. And as a result, Pottermore captures all the data on that customer and the ability to solicit them for other things in the future. It's a very, very powerful change.
So there's the valuable commodity of customer information. And also, doesn't J.K. Rowling get to set the price?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't other publishers go this route?
If a medium-sized publisher said, we're going to do what Pottermore's done, I think Amazon would just take their books off the site rather than collaborate with them. But Amazon couldn't be put in a position where a Harry Potter book was out and you couldn't find it on their website. They just couldn't do that without hurting themselves more than they hurt anybody else. So they're not doing that. If the big publishers went to a Pottermore solution, I think we'd see a very, very interesting battle in the industry.
Mike Schatzkin, head of the Idealogical Company.
This book is so awesome. I can do anything. This book is so awesome. I am the potions king. Did you hear that, Half-Blood Prince? I said I was the king. Can you hear me, Professor Snape? I can make anything. This book is so awesome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.